Well, her letters, although we've probably lost all the most exciting ones with the personal details, you do get a very strong sense of her personality and her interests from when she was in her 20s right through to when she was in her 30s and actually writing the novels. In the later letters, we have quite a lot of detail about what she's writing and who she's surrounded by and her interest in readings. But the earlier letters, we very much get a voice that you can see translating into Pride and Prejudice. There's lots of interest in dancing and who's dancing with who and who's wearing what and this kind of thing. So you get a very sort of strong sense of a very lively young woman who has a real sort of zest for life and for observing other people. Most of the letters are written to Cassandra, so they're written to somebody who Jane Austen knows very well and obviously who had a great sense of humour and enjoyed Jane Austen's sense of humour. So they're very, very witty. Some of the observations are quite startling. And when they were first published, some of her fans were a bit shocked by some of the things in the letters.